On today's episode of Living with Integrity, I'm super excited. We have Dr. Daniel Galindo with us today, Chief Clinical Officer of Integrity Dental Services. This is the second episode now of Living with Integrity. Super excited about the topics. We got a lot of good feedback from the first episode, so we're going to try to touch on some of those topics you requested. But Dr. Galindo, while we're here, why don't you do a quick introduction and give a little background about yourself?
Thanks for the invite, Rob. Really excited to be here. I'm originally born and raised in Bogota, Colombia. Did dental school at Universidad Javeriana down in Bogota. And in 1996, moved to the U.S. to pursue my postgraduate education in prosthodontics at the University of Rochester in Rochester, New York. 3 years of that program, I took a teaching position at the University of Connecticut in Farmington and was there for another three long winters and eventually had to get out of that snow belt and move to Scottsdale, Arizona. I've been there since 2002 in private practice and just loving it there.
Did you ever think that you would begin your career sort of in education, spend, let's say, the bulk of what you do and the clinical aspect, and now fast forward being the Chief Clinical Officer for Integrity, indirectly back in an education space, helping sort of train those that are up and coming in this space for full arch and implant dentistry? What you did sort of just brought it full circle.
It's full circle. I mean, as prosthodontists, we're educators. We're educating our patients. We're educating the people that we work with. You know, I'm kind of like the quarterback of treatment plans when you are working with a team of specialists. So it's just full circle, and it's really exciting.
Yeah, and I think that's a great first topic for us to talk about, what we've built and what the vision is in Scottsdale, for understanding that this treatment that you have been part of for so long, the All-on-4 or On-X, it's becoming more nationwide, worldwide standard of care. You're not just specialists with oral surgeons and prosthodontists primarily working together. We're seeing a lot more GPs wanting to get involved in that. And obviously there's a concern for the education piece and understanding that, hey, this is just not something on reading a book or looking online. You understand that you really need to be educated on the process because complications can arise for the patient. You can have great success as well too, which is super exciting and rewarding. But I think in understanding that and with talking with you before you came on at Integrity and said, hey, you know, I'm sort of ready to throttle back of being in the clinical setting and seeing patients, I'm really looking forward to the opportunity to help give back to those that are wanting to do this treatment and understand, you know, multi-unit abutment selection, treatment planning for the patient, all of these things that are so important. So what we're going to be offering in Scottsdale is not just a room where a patient's going to come in and watch someone with a clicker and give some really cool slides. It's actually full circle as well, where we have a full operatory where we can bring a patient in, let's say someone who's in need of surgery. We can do a pro bono case for them, but indirectly we're able to use them to teach and really show what's needed to be done. So I want to talk about that, for example, of what you and your team are going to be offering at the Scottsdale location.
It's going to be magnificent. So the location is awesome. It's right in North Scottsdale, perfect location for people to come over, you know, spend a week and be close to places that will allow you to live the Scottsdale experience. But the facility is incredible because we have an auditorium that will allow the people that are coming to our courses to see how you actually do things live, with projection on a huge screen, from being able to walk up and see what we're doing, have the technology with scanners, with printers, with all of it's out there in the field right now to improve the treatment results for our patients. You're going to be able to see our machines functioning live, work that's being done and produced on a moment's notice for the treatment that we're delivering for the patients. So the location is excellent. I really look forward to having our sessions there and be able to cut that ribbon and get going with our education facility.
Yeah, it's exciting times ahead. And for all those of you listening, we're very close. In the next few upcoming months, we'll be putting the information out on when those courses will start. We had to wait, you know, for Dr. Galindo to come on so we could, you know, we wanted to see who was going to fill this role to come in and set the education up and really create the curriculum and understand sort of different parts to the lecture so that we don't start too far down the runway. We have the modules and the courses set up that are beneficial. And for people that want to be coming often to come out and learn, maybe they don't just come one weekend and all the other fun stuff out there. I mean, who doesn't want to bring their wife, husband, spouse, whoever out to Scottsdale? I mean, my God, the restaurants are incredible. If you like hiking, the outdoors, golf, I mean, there's a casino, you name it. If you're a sports guy, you've got a la carte of different teams to choose from. So I think that really helped check a lot of boxes in understanding where we wanted to put the location. And then obviously the stars aligned and God was looking out for integrity when talking with you and saying, hey, you know, I think that I'm ready to step back from being chairside so much with the patient, and I really want to work on education and talking with docs on new workflows and understanding the right way of going about this approach. Because, you know, I can speak from what we've done at Integrity, and I have a lot of relationships with docs, and that's one thing we do at Integrity. We really take value in the relationship. We don't just want to sell them a product. We want to get to know them and understand. And made some just incredible work relationships, but also friendships along the way. And I think that's important in being able to understand that as we're transitioning into this, and say we have a doc we work with for a year that's traditional crown and bridge guy or removable, and they're wanting to get into the full arch space, sometimes I see these people get so eager. You have to say, hey, let's pump the brakes for a second. Listen, we know where you're wanting to go. We want to help you get there. But let's sort of throttle back, and let's have our hand on that throttle together to make sure they understand education. And something that you and I have been talking about a lot, too, it's not just getting the treatment done. It's what happens after the day of surgery, what happens after the patient gets the definitive restoration. I mean, there's a whole process out there. You and I have talked about before, and Dr. Mark Andralis, a great friend of mine, really brought this to me first, was understanding the need for a hygiene protocol after the patient gets the final restoration. And I sat there that night in bed thinking, my God, how did I not think of this? And then I brought it up to you and we started talking, and I've spoke with some other friends of mine. I mean, Dr. Bader's a great friend of mine, and just understanding that this is a whole piece of the puzzle that we have to look at. And we get a lot of patients that come to us because they see Integrity through our social media and they think, oh, we're offering the surgery. I'm like, no, we're not a clinic. We know we can help get you in the right hands. But I have a pretty good gauge of temperature of what the market's calling for. And right now it's so focused on what price they can offer and how quick they can dismiss the patient. But I think it's important for patients that are out there listening to understand, what does life look like after I have the definitive restoration? How is that office going to help guide me so that these teeth can last as long as they can? You know, we want, in reality, for the teeth to live with the patient till their last breath. It's not always the case, but without a proper hygiene protocol, I want you to talk on for a minute, these restorations are just going to be short-lived.
Yeah, and you know, one of the interesting things is as you're talking about the history and the adoption of this treatment modality, all on four, all on X. When we started doing the all on four, all on X, there was really not anybody else doing it. This was 2008. Just to date ourselves a little bit, Lady Gaga released her first album in 2008. And I mean, just think about this, who she is right now. And this was her first album that was coming out. So a lot of stuff has happened. When we adopted this modality, there was no book. There was no videos. We were coming up with the protocols ourselves. So 6,000 arches later, I have learned what you can do to expedite, to deliver the result, to have a successful outcome, how to overcome complications that will inevitably come forward, whether it's a mechanical complication, whether it's a technical complication, whether it's a biological complication. You need to be able to understand what resources you have to address that given problem. And of course, what you just mentioned, long-term care, because these are treatments that require a follow-up, require a continued oversee by a dentist, by a dental hygienist, require hygiene procedures, require confirming that the screws are still holding the bridge in place, that the plugs are in the right position, that the patient is able to access the bridge with the super floss or the water pick or whatever method we've instructed them to use. So it's the planning, it's the execution, it's the delivery, and it's the future maintenance that we need to look into. We can't just narrowly look at just one of these topics. You got to look at the whole scope for the sake of the patient, which is the reason why we're performing these treatments in patients. And now moving on to my chief clinical officer position at Integrity, I was hands-on with 6,000 arches. Now I'm going to be able to guide people and exponentially increase the number of cases that people are performing at a high standard with a high success rate, and knowing what the limits are. And again, what you said, when you can step on the gas or when you need to really slam the brakes and just take a breath and think about things a little bit before you move on to the next step.
Absolutely. And the same things happen with us at the laboratory. As we're approaching our fifth year in business, I can tell you, looking back in the early days of when we first started doing and offering zirconia at Integrity, a lot of times an arch would just come in as a temporary, or we had a patient who was in a hybrid that they wanted to upgrade to zirconia, and we really didn't have the clinical education or know about and looking at an intaglio surface, for example. So we would bring an arch in, we would scan it, copy, go to zirconia, and you look back at these original arches, and you know, they just sort of, they remind me of like a dry creek bed, a lot of high points and low points. And you yourself and the other person I have to talk about, Dr. Bader, I mean, always challenge me on whose intaglios look better and vice versa, and understanding where you guys really said.
We know the answer to that question, right? Okay.
The how smooth, I mean, we talk about like this table, like a baby's bottom. You don't want those high and low points because of bacteria traps and food traps in the mouth. But just like I'm saying, that all plays into better care for the patient. Whereas today at Integrity, we take pride in giving the most hygienic approach for the intaglio surface, and so that we have the right cleansability for the patient. And that just plays into example of what I'm talking about. When we first got started and we're first learning, I was in this space before I started Integrity. I can tell you 10, 12 years ago, that wasn't really being talked about much. And we weren't really being held to a higher standard as a laboratory from the clinician to talk about the design and the care of the intaglio side of the prosthetic. Whereas you fast forward today in 2024, it's an industry standard. I mean, you cannot be delivering some of these intaglios that we've seen where we don't go in and sculpt, design, and smooth and exocad. It's criminal. I mean, you are setting the patient up to fail. I mean, talk about peri-implantitis, developing these types of things we have to look at. So it's not only what we're doing for a hygiene approach chair side in the clinic, it's what the doctor's forcing and helping hold the laboratory's hand to develop a better prosthetic. And I think that, you know, the two working hand in hand, and I think the knowledge we have and what we've learned at Integrity, I mean, we've just passed our 50,000th arch that we've delivered nationwide. It's something to be proud of, but at the same time too, putting that many arches out into the marketplace for these patients, we've got to make sure we know what we're doing, because I mean, my God, even a 1 or 2% failure rate, that's a lot of arches. And you know, we finished the year last year at 0.06% remake rate. And in doing that, it's the materials we use, the processes we use, understanding what porcelain ovens we use, having a slow cool rate so we don't take a chance of the arch warping, because we all know zirconia is super strong, but if you don't have a passive fit, it's not if, it's when it's going to break. So it's important that we have uniform processes and work with the best manufacturers out there and continue to strive to get better. I mean, the zirconia we're using now, the material we're using from Zubler USA, the 345 material, it's not what we had in the early days. And the material has advanced so much, and it's been adopted and created for full arch dentistry so that we have a super strong material, but also a super aesthetic. I mean, 95 to 98% of the arches that come out of Integrity are full contour teeth. What does that tell you? I mean, it's not to diminish what the ceramist does, but the days of having to stack porcelain and layer for the teeth, I mean, full contour zirconia is here, and it's here to stay. Layering gingiva porcelain is key and making and bringing the arch to life. But the days of having to cut back and layer the incisal edge, I mean, you're jeopardizing the strength and the integrity of the arch. The patient puts a fork in their mouth and ping, the incisal edge pops off. We've been able to overcome those challenges by advances in material. And it's something I'm super excited about. I know you're super excited about it. Just like implant companies are constantly developing new implants, new multi-units, different degrees of angulation for the MUAs. I mean, some people now are even going as far as not having tie bases in the arch, different developments with the screws on the market, such as the Powerball, et cetera. There's a lot going on in full arch dentistry, which is super exciting, the advances in photogrammetry. But at the same time, we can't get too excited where we're constantly, you know, shooting than aiming. We need to aim and shoot to make sure that we're not delivering something to a patient that 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, we look back and we're like, well, maybe we didn't have enough evidence. We didn't have enough case studies to say that that was the right thing. I'm more excited than anyone on some of these materials and resins that are coming out, but we need to test them in the oral environment. I think they're very promising. But just because something got stamped as FDA approved doesn't mean it's here for long term. And I know that the conversations we're having with legal and with the FDA, there's going to be a lot more regulation coming down. And I think it's needed because we don't want to give this restoration a bad name because we have materials coming out too quick with not enough evidence. And then what happens is, you know, you have breakage in the mouth or leakage and something that a patient ends up swallowing and aspirating. And then it's just a major issue. We want to protect what we're doing. We want to make sure that it's not being tarnished. And I think it's an exciting time to bring GPs into the mix. But just like you and I are talking about, education and anything we do is key.
Absolutely. The treatment modality is here to stay. There's no question about that. There is no better way to help a patient move out of a dire situation of having dentures that they're taking out every night, not being able to eat the foods that they want to eat, not being able to have the comfort of smiling in a family picture or just laughing out loud without the teeth popping out of their mouth. The treatment modality is here to stay. And I think that the approach that Integrity has taken is incredibly responsible in terms of testing materials, proving that the methods work, proving that the materials are long-lasting, strategic partnerships with material manufacturers that deliver quality products that allow us to stand by the name of Integrity. And that's key and that's paramount. And that's one of the things that excited me the most about joining the Integrity team.
Yeah, and I think to sort of play into what you just said, it's when you sort of talk about a day in the life at Integrity, the culture, the atmosphere, we do a lot of heavy lifting. I mean, sometimes when I sit back and think about the volume we're doing, it's very humbling. But at the same time, too, it can't be done by one person. It can't be done by two. It's a team approach. And every day we have to have people coming into work, buying into the culture and understanding that what we're doing is here for the long term and for job security. It's better for the patient. And understanding that when we take a technician and ask them who maybe for the last 15 or 20 years has been sitting at the bench and setting teeth and understands the analog method, unbelievable. And we say, listen, we need you to start transitioning and just trust us. We want to start teaching you to become designing these dentures now in ExoCAD in 3Shape. I mean, my God, some of the looks you get and the guards that are up, but as you talk to them and really humanize them so they understand that this is where the industry is going. The technology is not necessarily here to replace you. It's here to help guide you. You know, I always say we want the computer to work for us. We don't want to work for the computer because when that day happens, we don't have a job.
Yeah, we don't have
to. So we need to embrace the technology that's out there because there's so much that is coming out with AI and understanding. But the beauty about dentistry and what we do right now, these AIs are functions to assist along the way. They're not to totally replace the processes yet. I think some things will when it comes to auto nesting, these types of things for milling and printing, they're already there. But that's just one touch point along the way. And so to get back to the topic we were talking about and the exciting time and the culture at Integrity, it's making people aware that change is happening, but we have to embrace it. Instead of, hey, I'm not going to buy and just have my guard up and be fully, you know, just thumbs down approach. It's okay. Well, what's changing? Let's involve at Integrity. Let's embrace it at Integrity and say that we're on the forefront of what's going on. I know some of the original workflows we started with, rewind back to when we were talking about wanting to use an iOS scanner to capture scan body scans for full arch. Some people in the industry were just like, you guys are ludicrous. Fast forward now, it's becoming the industry standard. So that's getting back to my point. You've got to work with a partner, whether it's Integrity or whoever your lab vendor or dental service company is. And I say service company because the lab industry is morphing and changing. Prime example, you sitting here as a chief clinical officer 15, 20, 25 years ago, how many laboratories even thought to have a chief clinical officer? Well, guess what? Now it should become the standard because of the education piece, not only for in-house for the technicians, but for bridging the gap between the office with the clinician and the people we have in-house. Having an in-house marketing company, all of the things we're doing, you know, growing up around the lab space, you never saw this. It was mainly single owner, multi-owner operated. They were at the bench full time, working, hard workers, grinding it out, and had a bookkeeper, an accountant, and a local book of business. This day and age, the dental lab space, the dental service space is big business. We have a nationwide footprint. I mean, we're servicing people in 48 different states, and we're constantly growing. So I just think it's an overall exciting time in dentistry. The handshake or the bridge between the dental office and the dental lab or the dental service company couldn't be better. We're seeing already some restorations that are moving chairside for printing custom trays, night guards. But the design aspect and demand for design, my goodness, it's never been a hotter topic. And for Integrity, as fast as we can hire and train a designer or bring someone in, they are fully covered up with work. And when I say covered up, I mean the demand is unbelievable. And that's a huge area of revenue for the lab. So I'm speaking to those lab owners out there and those lab managers is understand your business. Understand where this industry is going. Instead of just bashing the technology and saying, oh, the 3D printers are trying to take our job, work with these 3D printers. Talk with companies like SprintRay, HeyGears, Seeger, whoever it is. I'm not here to say one's better than the other. There's some that I've worked close with that I'm huge fans of, and they understand the need for the lab. Instead of just saying, oh, they're making a small printer device to put in a clinic to put us out of business, that's not the case. There's still revenue to be had in different ways. Get creative. Adapt or die. And, you know, that's sort of one of the closing topics I wanted to talk to you about, and just sort of in closing talk to you of where you see sort of the next 3 to 5 years of dentistry as a whole, with a full arch, you know, specializing in full arch. But the change in the landscape between the dental office and the dental laboratory, I just sort of want to get your opinion on that in closing.
Well, I think that it's really exciting time for what's happening in the industry right now. And I think that the dental offices and the dental labs, dental services company that understand that this is a dynamic, synergistic relationship between the dental office and the services office that is constantly evolving will be a step ahead. If you're still a lab that thinks, okay, that's another pain in the butt that I'm going to get, and not really see the value of how you can both work together to get better, you're not going to make it. And I think that dental services is the word to encompass what we're doing right now at Integrity. Because it's not only sitting at the bench and grinding into some stone or some porcelain. It's really having a vision for a design, for a case, for the future, for long lasting, for materials, for all the different variables. So that synergistic relationship between offices and labs creates dental services, and it's only going to continue growing and make itself better for the ultimate goal, which is the patient. That's the ultimate objective of what we're doing. And in the lab industry and the dental services industry, we want to be incredibly successful, but we want to be successful with the offices that we work with. That's the ultimate goal.
Yeah, I echo everything you just said. And Dr. Glendo, one, thank you for your time. Thank you for being part of the podcast. I'm hoping everyone out there, we gave you some content. You were and answered some open-ended questions. Just like last time in closing, guys, if you have some topics, some questions, please email me, reach out. For those of you that have my phone, call, text me. I'm not hard to get a hold of. And let us know what you liked about the podcast and some topics for future podcasts. We're going to try to get one of these in every month. So we just appreciate all the listeners, and thank you for your time.